Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray joins us from Peter Brin's restaurant in the Marina to talk tonight. Ms. Gray is a columnist and a commentator on a great many social issues. To talk this evening about the book that you have coming out called Game Over. And welcome to our program, Ms. Gray.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
You've written this book, you say... This book is going to rip the lid off of the dirty, dark secret that is plastic surgery.
So I think that it's going to expose something that has been, as you say, a dirty and very dark secret. And my book is the very first to spell it out, I think, in plain English, what the plastic surgery phenomenon has been about among women. And I think it does so in a way that communicates directly to women. It's not judgmental. It is not a book that is going to indict or call on the carpet anyone who has had plastic surgery. But it does spell out very, very plainly for the education not only of other people, men or women who haven't had plastic surgery, but I think it gets women who have had plastic surgery to finally face the truth about themselves. And I believe it's going to be a great help to a great many people.
Can I ask you about one statistic that you cite in your book? 5% of all people who have had stomach stapling die.
That is an absolute fact, Phil. You know, the rush to get plastic surgery, the rush to get this kind of cosmetic treatment can be a very life-threatening thing. And yes, while that may not seem like a very big number, I think it is an alarmingly high number given the fact that this is not surgery that's necessary. This is a cosmetic effect surgery. 5% of all women that have stomach stapling. Can you imagine a woman so desperate, and this is what the book is really about, a woman so desperate to be accepted by men that she risks death.
All right, okay, now let's stop right there, because that is it's a controversial statement that women have plastic surgery to be accepted by men, even though we've heard women say different.
Breast implants, breast enlargement, stomach stapling, eye jobs, cheek implants, collagen. Here we are, American women, so-called tired of being viewed as sex objects as by men, and yet we go out and we spend enormous amounts of money doing to ourselves what we say we don't want men taking us for granted for. It's very disappointing.
And all right, but the women are getting plastic surgery if they don't want to be seen as sex objects because...
Because they want to go out and whore around. They wonder why they get raped. Well, I can tell you. And here is a very interesting...
That's pretty powerful commentary.
Well, Phil, the fact is, women are getting plastic surgery. They're getting their breasts enhanced because they don't just want to be attractive. They want to be more attractive to men. And they want to be the most attractive one in the group. It's interesting because of the competitive nature of women. It isn't enough to be just an attractive woman. When you're out with a group of girls, when you're out with a group of your friends, you want to be the most attractive one in that group. So that's also very neurotic. And look at that poor child, Natalie Holloway. Here's an example of a young girl. She didn't want to just go out and be attractive to men. She wanted to go out not to have one man. She wanted to have three. She wanted three island men. Now, I've dated Caribbean men, and I can tell you, you better be ready to handle it. It's something you've got to be able to handle. If you're young like that, you're going to wind up, Phil, and I say this with the greatest of sympathy for her family, but if you're young like that and you go out and you want to take on three island men, you're going to wind up in a storm control channel. You're going to...
Well, all right.
It's very sad.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me. We're talking with Margaret Gray about why women want to go out and have plastic surgery. The book is called... You've written about things, Ms. Gray, in the book Game Over. By the way, what does the title Game Over mean?
The title Game Over, Phil, it means the plastic surgery game is over. Shows like Nip and Tuck, Dr. 90210, these shows deal with it. My book, though, is the very first one to say it and say it plainly. Women who get plastic surgery are desperate to get laid. But the book says it in a way where I think women are going to feel cared for. For First of all, women are highly sensitive about their looks. It's obvious. And with good reason, we have been made to be sensitive about our looks. But you're...
Well, no, let me... I got to ask you something. There's a lot of women who are going to say to you and have said to men and have said, I don't get that plastic surgery done for men. I get it done to feel better about myself.
Well, you know something? It's very, very easy to say on a telephone. A little tough to prove. I think anyone can say anything. Let's look at it this way. When a woman goes out and gets plastic surgery, and she has her breasts enhanced, or she does one of these other kinds of procedures, the first thing she does is she goes out, she gets herself a sweater that's very tight-fitting. In other words, she buys some clothing that enhances it. Then she goes out to a bookstore, or she goes to the grocery store, or she goes out in public, and acts as if nothing has changed, all the while looking around to see if any men are noticing her. If a man talks to her, she pretends a certain modesty as if to say, I hope you're not looking at the breasts that I just had enlarged that I really do want you to look at. So when a woman says no, she really means yes. And when a woman says yes...
Oh, no, see, that's a dangerous message, isn't it?
Which one, Phil?
Haven't we been told that when a woman says no, she means no?
Yes, it's true. When a woman says no, she does mean no. But there are times when it comes to certain... When it comes to her own, is she attractive? A woman goes out in the world and says, am I attractive today? If I'm not attractive, I'll pretend like I don't care if I'm attractive or not. If I am attractive, I want to make sure that I'm really attractive. So it's a confusing message, and I try to say to women in my book, in a way that women will understand, let's stop whoring around on a Saturday night. Let's stop putting it out there for men if we say that's not what we want. Let's send a consistent message. Plastic surgery is a desperate, desperate clarion call from women for men to stare directly at their crotches and their breasts. And I think it's really...
See, that's not what I call sensitive, you know.
But I think it really needs to be said clearly. And women know this. They know it.
Is that a sensitive way of putting it, though?
In my book, yes. And
but when you say it directly like that, are women going to take the message to heart?
I think women, as much as anybody, appreciate a good, honest mirror being held up to say, here, take a look. Do you really like what you see? I don't think you would. You're looking at a woman walking around with her shoulders thrust back and her chest pushed out as far as she can, trying to look as if she's relaxed, even though the tension in her neck muscles, by thrusting her chest out, by keeping the shoulders back, by keeping her rear end stuck out, is going to give her a lower back problem that would make polio pale in comparison. So I desperately want women to read this book, Phil, and desperately, desperately want them to get the message.
All right, the book is called Game Over, Ripping the Lid Off the Plastic Surgery Craze by Margaret Gray. And in her book, she says, women get plastic surgery because they want to impress men. They want sex. They want acceptance from men. And all of the talk about them doing it for themselves is, well, she says it's, quote, easy to say, tougher to prove. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The number here on The Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Margaret Gray and her book, Game Over, in a moment on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, Laura Bush wouldn't say crap if she had a mouthful of it.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With Margaret Gray, the author of the book Game Over, Ripping the Lid Off the Plastic Surgery Craze. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Gray, there's a chapter in your book on what men can do. Now, you're saying that women who get plastic surgery, get their breasts enlarged, get collagen, get lip, get the cheek implants and so forth, stomach stapling, are doing this for the approval of men. In your chapter, What Men Can Do, you suggest that men confront women who've had the surgery?
Well, what I suggest, Phil, is that men simply, and do it with sensitivity, obviously, but I think approaching a woman that you, it's quite obvious when a woman has had breast enhancement, even if you've never met the woman before, you can tell that they're disproportionate, that they don't appear to match the rest of the body. I think women would appreciate and in the long run, I think, would recognize that how healthy it is for a man to simply go up to a woman, and it could be at a party or it could be at a gathering, and say, why did you have your breasts enlarged? Ask her directly. What size were you before that you would go and have this done to yourself?
And now, would that not be considered some kind of sexual harassment?
No, not at all, because it's simply gathering information. It's not a comment on her. And what that does is it shows the woman the face of the individual that she's been wanting to please. In other words, she's desperately tried to make this man happy, only to have him call her on it. Only to have him walk up and basically say, as the book says, game over. Why did you have those enlarged? What neurosis, and you don't want to say that, but you're really saying, what is it about your life, what are you missing, that you want to impress me? Even though I am a man, and I am the object, obviously, of what women pursue, which is relationships.
So, boy, I'll tell you what, guys walking up to women and saying, why did you have your breasts enlarged? It's going to cause an argument.
I don't think so. I think we've reached a point now where we've reached critical mass. I don't think there's a woman out there that thinks she's fooling anyone when she goes out, has herself blown up to a triple D or whatever ridiculous size, and thinks people are actually, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful figure. No, it's not happening. No.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Tina. Tina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I wanted to ask her, first of all, if when she talks about the plastic surgery, is she referring to all types of procedures or strictly implants?
Well, no, all of the collagen, the cheek implants, all of this is vanity.
What about liposuction?
It's vanity, really. For instance, if you want to lose the fat, what you do is you burn it. This promotes not only your cardiovascular, but it gives you better health, takes away whatever injurious fat is in your system, in the bloodstream. Liposuction is a sort of a get-rich-quick scheme. It's go out and get the fat removed in time for you to fit into your dress so you can go to that party. It's a little pathetic. And it also, I don't think, sculpts the body very well. I've seen women who have had liposuction on their rear ends, and you want to scream in horror. I had a girlfriend. She was trying on a dress. She'd had liposuction, and she took her dress off the changing room, and I was with her. I thought that I was going to scream as if I was having... Seriously, it was mutilation.
Good Lord.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Phil.
I just wanted to make a comment.
Have you ever had this kind of surgery, dear?
The only thing I've had done is liposuction, and the reason why I did it, it wasn't because I want to get laid or any of that. It was only because I used to be very disproportioned, so my upper body was actually a couple sizes smaller than my lower body. And, you know, it was to the point where I'd go and try on dresses, and, you know, the top would fit.
But you weren't attractive. You didn't feel you were attractive, and you didn't feel you were attractive to men.
No, I did feel attractive. It was hard to find clothes. It was
right.
Very hard to find clothes.
There's a
so
lot. I think that what needs to be done here, though, really at the root, and I'm sure you believe what you're saying, but really at the root is this need to eventually, you don't want a man to look at your big rear end and be turned off. You know.
But they do get turned off. That's the fact. I mean.
They what, dear?
I said they do get turned off if they see someone who's, for example, a size 6 on
absolutely.
The waist up
right.
And a size 10 from the waist down. You
right,
know?
But the sooner we realize that we're doing this to make them happy as opposed to these lies we tell ourselves. Now, let me ask you something. Do you have the suction cup scars?
No, I don't.
What do you mean suction cup scars?
I had a really good doctor, and I don't have any scars.
There's a lot of doctors out there, and that's very good to know, Tina. There's a lot of doctors out there that use the suction cup, and you'd swear that they think they're draining a swimming pool. I mean, they are just absolutely without any ethics. And I have seen women who've had liposuction. Well, first of all, you can tell a woman who's had liposuction from at least 25 to 30 yards away.
And how do you know that?
Because it's just not proportionate. Now, this young lady here is taking the first step. She knows that she did it so that men will want to sleep with her, or not sleep with her, but
No, it wasn't, because of the men. It was because I could not find clothes. No, I couldn't find clothes.
Sure.
It was hard to find a dress to
wear. Know, I thought I was making a breakthrough with you. I did. I thought I was really breaking through, and now you go back to that excuse.
No.
Are you telling me that every woman that has this, Margaret, is doing it?
Well, listen, I want to get down to a smaller dress size, blah, blah. Why? Because she doesn't want the average man to walk past her, swivel his head, and go, look at that ass. And he doesn't mean it in a good way.
All right. Tina, thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Christina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. I personally have not had any kind of work done. I've been thinking about getting a breast reduction, but that's not something that I would be doing for a man.
Well,
listening to you makes me think that I don't even want to do that.
Well, wait a minute. And breast reduction, you are doing that for a man.
No, I'm not.
Most men think that when they listen to me. Darling, when you have large breasts, most men think you're a whore. You don't want them to think that way.
All right, let's listen to the lady, though.
Okay, I am a natural H cup. I am 5 feet tall.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Okay.
I can give you numbers of people that would document that.
Let me ask you something. What size is your waist? Or do
my waist is a 32. I wear a...
God, are you lying? You are lying.
Wait a minute.
I am not lying. How can you sit there and say that? You don't
know.
You know,
you call...
Wait a minute.
Is this Dolly Parton? Because I have to think it's Dolly Parton.
Well, I'm sorry. You were sadly mistaken.
Let me ask you something. Didn't I see you in Poltergeist?
No, you did not.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you a lot for that.
Well, you sound a little bit like the woman who said the house is clean.
Look, at every time a person calls with a little voice doesn't mean that they're a diminutive person. But although you are, how tall are you, Christina? 5 foot?
I'm 5 foot.
You're a small girl. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a small girl, and I'm a very well-built girl. And I walk with my shoulders back and my chest out, and that is not a sign that I'm trying to get men to look at my chest, because you know what? They're going to do it anyway.
Well, why are you doing that?
If they want to look, let them look.
Well, why
it doesn't belittle me. It doesn't demean me. It doesn't make me
but
less
why
secure.
Why do you have your shoulders back?
I have my shoulders back because without good posture, I'd walk around like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
That messes your back up, doesn't it, large breasts?
Yes. If I didn't have good posture, it would mess my back.
Excuse me, Christina, Mr. Henry, how do you know?
You know, I had
I talked to my doctors about this.
Well, I was talking to the host, though. He says he knows. So
I know. I mean, I knew a girl who had large breasts.
Look, Zelda, I want...
This is not Zelda Rubinstein that we're talking to. We're talking to a lady named Christina.
I find it very difficult. How big is your rear end? Hello?
My measurement, if you really want to know, are 52, 32, 42.
Okay, so you are fat. So what I would do...
No, I'm not fat.
Well, that sounds like some kind of... What seems to be a problem, then? You don't have any problem. You're great. You sound gorgeous. You sound cute. You sound smart. You sound like a woman that any man would be proud to have on his arm. Or, yes, I'll say it, in his bed. What do you have to complain? I'm talking about... Christina,
I'm not complaining. I'm just...
What about the pathetic women out there that want to be you? Aren't they pathetic?
No, they're not pathetic.
Oh, they all want to have
and
the big chest.
And they don't necessarily want to be me.
Oh, yes, they do. They want to look like you.
No, they want to feel better about themselves. And I can't believe that you think that just because somebody is a little bit self-conscious about some part of their anatomy, that they
have to just be doing it
because they want to get laid.
Let me ask you something. You have large breasts, so now a woman wants to go out and get large breasts. What would you say to her? You're not going to feel better about yourself. Is that what you're going to say to her?
Yeah, I mean, if
look
that's
at Christina,
that
can
really
I talk to,
wants to do,
I want to
then,
talk to the girl directly. These women want kabangers. They don't just want breasts. They want Hogan's. You know what I'm saying? And you have those.
Not all of them.
You know, did you ever see, I love this, did you see the movie Hogan's Heroes? Hogan, you know, they want...
Christina, hang on, hon. I want to stop with the jokes.
I'm not joking. This young lady is an example of everything a woman wants to be.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm joined by Margaret Gray, who's written the book Game Over, Ripping the Lid Off the Plastic Surgery craze. Now, you wanted me to keep Christine on?
I wanted you to keep this young lady on, Phil, because she's an example. Is Christina there? Is the caller there? Christina, are you there, dear?
Christina, can you hear us? No, no, maybe she's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, there
no,
she is.
I wanted you to stay on the air with us, darling, because you are an example of a beautiful young girl with a 44H chest. Now, most women, a lot of these pathetic women that you see, a lot of them are your girlfriends,
okay,
desperately want to be you.
Pathetic.
Well, yes, they are, dear, because
no,
they all want to get laid, and they all want men to love them. And you
no.
have men following you around like dogs.
Yeah, but she
no,
doesn't
actually,
like it.
They haven't.
Why haven't they? You got a, is your face trucked?
What does that mean, is your
not
face
hardly.
Trucked?
Well, then why aren't men following you around?
Men don't follow me around because I don't want them to.
So what do you do?
It's an attitude you've got about yourself. I don't want guys to pay attention to me like that, except for very few instances, and most of those are based around...
And why don't you want them to?
Because I don't like the attention.
All right.
I am not an
attention. I want every woman listening.
Kind of girl.
I want every woman listening to hear what you're saying. All of these women who pathetically seek the attention of men by getting breasts, listen to what this girl is saying. She doesn't want the attention. They follow her around like dogs. She doesn't want it. She keeps
them
away.
No, they don't follow me around like dogs.
Because you don't want them to. And why don't you want them to? Because it gets to be a bother. And these women that go out and have their breasts pumped up like bicycle tires to enormous sizes, far beyond anything proportionate, desperately wanting a man to bed them, I think...
Boy, you know, you say that you're sensitive in your book. I hope you're way more sensitive in your book than you are here. Because
well, what am I doing that's wrong?
Well, you're talking about desperately wanting men to bed them and this and that. I think you may have a good point by saying that women are looking for attention.
Well, they are. And this nonsense okay. about... Are you still there? Oh, she's still there.
You wanted
yeah,
her to hang on.
Here. Okay, the whole thing, a lot of women that
charming.
Do get breast or get breast implants.
Get what implants?
Breast implants.
Yes.
They don't necessarily go to outrageous sizes. I know a lot of women that have gotten breast implants to get C cups.
How much do, can you tell me,
I
darling?
I even know somebody that got an A cup.
Can
because
you,
they didn't have anything to begin with. They felt like they were boys.
Well, wait a minute.
They
when you don't have anything to
begin
yes, but when you don't have anything to begin with, you can't go out and get a D cup. There isn't a lot of skin to work with. So yeah,
a lot of women don't do that, and any doctor worth his salt is not going to let them get something that is way, way too big for their body.
If a woman is flat-chested and she gets an A cup, she thinks she's Jane Mansfield. Let her dream. Now, let me ask you something very, very straight ahead. How much do they weigh?
Mine?
Yes.
About 25 to 30 pounds apiece. Each one is roughly the size of a human head.
All right. Can you please send me photographs of those? Because
why?
I
want them in my
photographs of them.
I don't want them
on the net.
25. They're not going to be on the net. They're going to be given to a doctor that I know who lives in Redondo Beach.
Oh, that sounds really good.
How dare you think that I would do anything?
Well, a doctor who lives in Redondo Beach and does what?
He has a certain client base.
Yeah, I'll bet he does.
Oh, my God. You think that I would exploit this girl? Christina, if you could send them to PHS at Phil Henry Show.
I don't want... No, Christina, don't send them to my website. Don't.
No, I don't want my chest on the net. If I did,
they
I would
will not
be on a website somewhere.
25 to 30 pounds. You are the envy of every woman listening right now. Every flat-chested slut that... Oh,
come on!
You can't say that about people you don't even
know. No, I
know,
but Phil, listen to this. You've heard
you're
guys...
You're making assumptions how many about people based on your,
how many times
your
have
own...
You,
negative self-image.
Christina, how many times have you heard men say her breasts were as big as your head talking to another guy? You are proving that it's a fact. You are a fine specimen. And there are women out there, listen to what Christina's saying. She has breasts that the rest of you can only dream about. Men are after her, and she doesn't want a man. Are you, do you think
I've
you're...
I've got one.
Oh, you have a husband. Okay, great.
No, I've got a fiancé.
You've got a G-string? I didn't hear.
A fiancé. A fiancé.
Well, okay. Now, let's be honest. You think he's with you for your personality?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Well, what does that mean?
Okay, look.
I don't want to burst
your
bubble.
6'3". No, no, you're not going to burst my bubble because I have no illusions about myself. I know who I am. I know why he's with me.
He's 6'3", huh? And you're 5'?
Yeah.
Well, at least if it's a good fit, then he must be a little underdeveloped.
Let's forget about that, please. I don't want to be talking anymore.
Look, and here's a woman that... No, wait a minute. Here's a woman that...
You are probably the most insecure woman
I am not. Look at darling, I don't want to be... I don't want to have to prop him on the dinner table at night, okay? And I'm saying that...
Well, why would you say that? You know, you've been putting this woman down.
I have not.
Yes, you have. With left-handed compliments, you've been putting...
Look at... Christina, can I ask you something? When you bought your car, did you get the airbags?
They don't make cars without airbags anymore.
All right, but because I was going to say if they were optional, you don't need them. You know.
What? Are you trying to be funny?
No, I am not trying to be funny.
Are you telling me that her breasts will protect her from a head-on collision?
Actually, yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Now, your fiancé, okay, let's get through this. Yeah, he loves you because of your personality, and you're really a warm-hearted person. Now, let's get down to it. I'll bet his eyes still bug out about 3 inches every time you take your...
Will you come on?
Why do you keep butting...
Why are you talking about this woman as if she's an object?
Because that's the way she sees women.
No, I don't. I am
a woman. Yes, obviously
and
you do. That's the way you're talking.
I'll bet you he drops to his knees and goes...
All right, you know what, Christine? I'm going to let you go.
Phil, I have a book to promote.
No, you're not promoting your book anymore on my show. Not with the way you've treated this caller. Christina, good luck with your future marriage to your fiancé. You there? And
yeah.
Also, you're a fan of our show?
Yeah, I listen to it. My fiancé actually got me turned
on
to it.
So you're really committed to him, huh? Because I'm kind of a big star. I make a lot of...
What a sick bastard you...
I'm kidding around.
No, you're not kidding around. You'd love to put your face right...
Get out of here! Woman has, what she say, 44H cup breasts? She's 5 foot tall. Did she say 32-inch waist? 32-inch waist, 42-inch hips. Well, that's kind of a...
She's a bowling ball, Phil.
Yeah, I didn't ask your opinion. World famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a bus to Dollywood if you'll shut up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, 5'2", eyes of blue, breasts as big as an orbiting moon has get up.
Is my microphone is not on. Oh, that's really a drag. 1-800-449-8686. It's better that it wasn't on. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And, boy, that girl was very sweet to stay on the line there with Margaret and her baloney. Every woman wants to be a slut. What does that mean, Miss Ward? Huh? Okay. Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, hello?
Yes?
Yes. What can we do for you? What can we do for you, ma'am?
I was just making a comment about when you're having people who are being rude to your callers, that they should not be allowed the hour to be able to talk to people and degrade them.
I agree with you, and Ms. Gray is being spoken to right now by our program director. In fact, can we have them on the line, bud?
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to hear you talk that way again.
There's others.
Are we on the air right now, Phil?
Yes.
Well, I'm talking to David Hall.
Look, I'm trying to tell Ms. Gray not to be degrading the women who have a large... You know, that kind of a large largeness.
What?
Well, your name is what, dear? Miss Ward?
Yes.
And we have Margaret Gray on the line.
Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
Her name's Miss Ward.
She's a ward of the state?
Her name is Miss Ward.
Miss Ward, what can I do for you? I'm talking to the program director.
And I think that you need to talk to him. And you can't do nothing for me. What you need to do is you need to stop degrading people. Just because you got a sick life, don't try to make everybody else sick.
I was trying to build up her spirit.
No, you're not trying to build up nothing. You're trying to bring people down, and you don't deserve an hour on the line.
An hour on what line?
On any line. is where you got a chance to degrade people.
So telling a girl that she's beautiful with those big, big beautiful boobs.
Listen, I'm not the one. You might do others like that, but I'm telling you straight up, you need help.
You know, I get it now. You're jealous.
I don't want to hear nothing else.
You're
you
jealous
got to
of
say
me.
Bye.
You're jealous of me because my breasts
you're
are large
rude
too.
Behind.
I have a rude behind.
All right, look it.
Anyway, Phil, is the caller gone?
I think so. Yeah.
I told Margaret that if she's ever talking to a woman who's got that kind of an unusual body size, to just say thank you very much and get lost, because the minute she starts praising a woman's huge cans. And
can we talk with some kind of a decorum here?
Well, Phil, he's just trying to tell me that you just say, thanks for calling.
She was a little southern chick, and she didn't sound too bright.
Right, and I was trying to, I was basically doing a brain liposuction, trying to squeeze whatever brains, you know, intelligence was there, and
well, so that lady was right. You didn't talk to her very nicely.
What do you mean? She said, every woman wants to have Hogan's like yours.
Oh, come on, man. That's not the way you talk to a woman. Women want to...
I thought I would do that bit again, Margaret.
Which one?
No. That's not how you talk to women. Women don't want to hear that kind of stupid guy humor.
Oh, no. I know what he's referring to. Women... There's an old joke, Hogan's Heroes. When you see a woman go by who has a very lovely figure, you go, Hogan, you know, the way... Colonel Clink did.
Yeah, that's it. Clink. What do you think of that, Phil?
I think it's sophomoric at best. Amber, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I want to talk to Margaret. Did you have cosmetic surgery that went bad? Is that why you're so against it?
No, but I didn't have any cosmetic surgery, but did you have any done on your lips?
No, I think you did, because you must have silicone implants, because your mouth sure is running.
No, I never had any. I don't need them, if you want the honest truth. My breasts are pert. Firm.
Well, I'm a size 50 double D. I was a 52, but they go down because I'm losing weight. But
yeah.
I'm going to have a lap band done because it's not because it's not because of looks. It's because I want knee replacement.
Well, your knees are bad because they're supporting obviously very thick hips and thighs, right?
Right. They told me when I was 18 that my knees couldn't support all this weight, but I took care of a mother for 15 years.
Well, Amber, I'm talking about women who have large breasts on a otherwise small figure. You're huge everywhere, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, dear. Well, and the other thing, I swear, if you could have that deviated septum fixed...
I really think you hate beautiful women.
No, I don't, darling. I am trying to get women to understand that the reason why they're out there slutting around with their big Hogan's... What do you think of that? Don't you think that's funny?
No.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Are you for real?
What's funny about it?
Look at Amber. I don't know if Amber knows this or you do, Phil, but most men call women's, you know, Hogan's. So when you see a beautiful woman go by...
But
just
don't
like,
you think it's kind of something that they have this thing on TV of men's penis enlargement? Why
no.
Why don't you make fun about that?
No, I don't.
Why don't you knock it off?
Well, she's got something with her sinuses. I'm going to have to ask the question that needs to be asked. Are you doing crank?
Huh?
You know what I'm asking you.
Amber, you're very sweet to call us, and Ms. Gray apparently has had a little bit to drink tonight.
Yes, I have.
Okay, that I
you need some Jim Jones Kool-Aid. That's what you need.
You want me to commit suicide and lay bloating
that's
in the sun?
That's what you want other women to do.
No, I don't. Oh, my God.
You deny them the right to improve their lives.
I don't want them to drink Kool-Aid and lie bloating in the tropical sun. No. How dare you say something like that? Just because you got a 50-inch chest and a 50-inch rear end, yeah. Didn't think I'd do that, did you?
Listen, God makes everything available. Like, you know, even whiskey was available
back in the olden
days because it was medicinal.
Well,
it saves a lot of babies' lives because
I think you're a little too available.
To stop colds and
what?
Pneumonia.
And the other thing is 50-inch chest, 50-inch rear end, and 50-inch weight. And now we're down to 50-inch weight.
Have breast
right.
reduction if she wants to.
Absolutely. I got to get going, Amber. Thank you very much for your
okay.
call. Margaret.
Hogan.
All right. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I do the splits over an egg, then I do a somersault into an open watermelon.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mark was telling me he'd never seen Hogan's Heroes because, you know, he's a little young. And there might be people out there listening who don't know the show, but it was a show that was on CBS, and it was about these American and German or American and British prisoners of war. And they were in a POW camp in World War II. And the comedy of the thing was that the commandant, this German commandant, was an idiot. And so was this sergeant, Sergeant Schultz. And so these prisoners of war would be running all kinds of things in and out of this camp. They had tunnels, they had radios, they had, and the commandant was such an idiot that he would go things, he'd say things like, "Hogan, I understand that you had a card game the other night, 30 days in the cooler," you know, and they were doing a lot worse. Well, you know, the funny thing about Hogan's Heroes, it was like a huge show in Germany. Maybe that isn't so funny. I mean, the German people thought it was pretty funny. Now, the guy that played, Schultz was John Banner. When did he croak? 1973. Yeah. Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.